You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
Harbor House works to prevent and eliminate domestic violence in Central Florida by breaking the cycle of domestic abuse from one generation to the next. And on October 17th is their annual Purple Door Luncheon. It's their signature event, which brings attention to this critical issue, and it honors advocates and celebrates survivors. And here to tell us all about it is Michelle Spurzel. And Michelle is the Harbor House CEO. Michelle, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You know, I was just going to say, I love having you on the show. I do. But on the other hand, I hate what we're talking about.
Yeah. No, I enjoy whenever you invite me on. We always have a great time talking. And you are such a huge advocate for helping us raise awareness when it comes to domestic violence, when it comes to adults, kids, and also pets. And so although the topic's hard, I appreciate you being part of the solution.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that I've been doing the show 5 years, and I was aware of it, but I really wasn't aware of the details. And every year you come on, I get more aware. Mm-hmm. Or as the kids say, I get more woke.
More woke.
And it's just, but it's horrifying, you know, and to think that women and men mm-hmm. are going through this, and families, and the kids, and you can say the pets. But Harbor House is unique in the country, I think, because of the way you handle the situation. Like, you take the pets as well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's one thing I'm so proud of when I look at our program and what we have here in Central Florida and in Orange County, and specifically. We have such an inclusive program where if someone's in a domestic violence situation and they need to leave, or if they're staying and they're in that situation and the abuser's still there and they don't know what to do and they don't know how to get out, we have so many different services to help people. So we have our 24-hour confidential hotline that someone can call, and that's our way into the emergency system that we have. We end up having the emergency shelter where we have rooms for men to stay in with their kids. We have rooms for families to stay in. So we've had moms and 6 kids. And we also have our on-site childcare program. So if someone's working and they need access to childcare, that we have childcare right there so that you can continue some of that normalcy within your life. But I think the program that you and I talk about a lot would also be the on-site pet kennel, because again, so many people don't want to leave their pets behind, and your pets are part of your family. And so having that you can flee with your dogs, your cats, your parrots, your gerbils, your hamsters, and everybody can come in on campus and be safe is so important.
Especially when you have kids.
Especially when you have kids.
It's hard enough uprooting your kids from the situation, even if it's a bad situation. But then you say, also, we can't take the dog or the cat.
Yeah, you can't take your pet with them. And because we have that program right on site, people don't have to make that choice. They don't have to say, we're going to leave, but you have to leave your loved pet behind.
And the other thing we talk about all the time is, how do you recognize when maybe a friend or a relative is in a situation? Because lots of times they won't say anything.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of the work that we do is when we have people who are coming into our outreach office, we have a new drop-in office. And so if people who are coming there or people calling the hotline, it's not just someone who's experiencing violence firsthand that's calling us. It's a friend. It's a concerned family member. It might be somebody at a church who realizes that somebody told them this is happening, and I don't know how to have a conversation with this woman during my Bible study. You know, she stayed after and she told me what was happening, and I don't know what to do. And so we really arm people in the community with information so that they can advocate as well for someone that they care about and love. And so some of the signs might be someone who's being withdrawn, that it might be someone who was really, really outgoing, and now you realize that they're not returning your phone calls or returning your text messages, or when they do, they're making an excuse that something else is happening and they need to stay home, or they have to check in with their boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. It's going to be someone who their self-confidence used to be really high, and now you're realizing that it's not as high as it was before, and it's tied to this relationship that they're in. It's going to be someone who they're constantly checking their phone or any other electronic device, their email, or if they're at work, that they're constantly checking in, letting someone else know where they are. And it's not about safety. I mean, we all have that. Most of us have a partner or a friend that you're going to say, oh, I'm going to go for a hike, and so I'm going to check in before and after. Or you leave a group of friends at a party and you're like, okay, I'll call you when I get home. We're not talking about that. We're talking about someone has to check in from, okay, I'm up and now I'm going to go drop off the kids. Okay, I dropped off the kids. Now I'm going to go to the grocery store. Okay, I'm at the grocery store. Now I'm going to be leaving the grocery store. Okay, I left the grocery store. Now I'm going to the house. Okay, I'm at the house. I'm unpacking the groceries. Okay, I'm now cleaning the house. Okay, I'm going to be mowing the lawn. So that's the kind of check-ins that I'm talking about. They're not things that exist in a normal, healthy relationship. They're things that exist in a controlling relationship. So if you notice that your friend is doing things like that and you're with her or him and you're like, why do you have to call all the time? Why does he or she need to know where you are? That's another big sign that they're in an unhealthy relationship.
And with the Me Too movement, it talks about things that happen to women and have happened to women. But conversely, this can also, as you just said, happen to men.
Absolutely. And we work with men in our outreach program and also in our shelter program and in our legal program. So we have individuals who will reach out to us, and it's going to be men that are in heterosexual relationships and also same-sex relationships. They're reaching out to us for support because they might need to help file an injunction, that they need housing themselves, that they want a safety plan. It might be that we have a program where we're co-located with a lot of different law enforcement officers, and it might be law enforcement who calls us and says this individual needs help. And we help people regardless of their gender, their race, their socioeconomic, because domestic violence is blind. Domestic violence in controlling relationships, it will happen to absolutely anybody. And yes, it's going to be one of the number one indicators of being a victim of domestic violence is being a woman. That is true. But at the same point in time, violence happens to everybody. And so when we're in this movement, in the Me Too movement, what that helps domestic violence with is it raises awareness as far as violence against another person, be it verbal, be it physical, be it emotional, be it sexual, be it financial. And so it's really important that people know that there is a resource that's available to them. And it's completely fine for you to reach out to your friends or your family members or to your church or the HR department at your work. And what we want to do is we want to arm the community saying, you have someone who's reaching out to you, then you can reach out to us and we're going to be able to help you start those conversations and get someone help. Because we know if someone who's working, we know that if someone's reaching out to Domestic Violence Center, that they have a higher likelihood of being able to leave, and the percentage of them being killed by their partner is reduced. And so being that friend who doesn't just stand by and watch it happen is important, because if you just stand by and watch it happen, you might lose your friend. Or you can be the friend who might lose a friend by saying something, but you're not going to lose your friend permanently because they're not going to die.
And you recognize that. In fact, the Purple Door Luncheon is all about recognizing people and survivors.
Absolutely. Our Purple Door Luncheon is fantastic. We took a turn last year and we started honoring people in our community who are outside of Harbor House who are advocates for domestic violence and domestic violence survivors, who have changed how Orange County and our community works with survivors. And so we have Judge Blackwell, who we're going to be honoring, who's done a lot in the courtroom and one of the injunction for protection judges. That's what she does all day. She listens to injunctions. We have Mayor Teresa Jacobs, who has done a lot when it comes to supporting domestic violence, both as far as being an advocate and then offering financial support to Harbor House in order for us to start innovative programs. We're going to be honoring one of our legacy leaders. So we have one of our board members who's left and she's moved on, but she's done a lot of work as far as the women's movement, the feminist movement, and also the domestic violence movement here in Orlando and in the Central Florida area. And her name is Beverly Pollock, and we're going to be honoring her, in addition to Heather Wilkie, who's the executive director of the Zebra Coalition. And one group that we're honoring, which is, will understand it, they understand if you're going to be giving out an award for courage when you think about law enforcement, that's important. But so we're going to be honoring the Orlando Police Department for their courage, because we know that when law enforcement responds to a domestic violence call, it's oftentimes the most lethal, the most violent, the most elevated, and so obviously it's the most dangerous. And so we're going to be honoring them for not only going out there and doing the work in the field, but also partnering with us with different programs so that we can help get to survivors. And we're able to offer services to that, not just the adults, but also the children that are left behind if there's a homicide.
So how does somebody who's listening to this, who's been afraid to say anything or afraid to do anything about their own situation, how do they start the ball rolling?
So there's a few ways, and I would say the first one, and I'm going to give out the statewide hotline, because I know your reach is bigger than just Orange County. So the statewide hotline, that number is 800-500-1119, and that's 800-500-1119. And so that's a great way for anybody to kind of just reach out, and you can just do a check-in saying, this is how I'm feeling, and I'm not sure, is this normal? Is this healthy? It doesn't feel like it. And that might be the first phone call that someone makes, is just doing a check-in with an advocate that's on the phone. Or it could be that you talk to a friend and you talk about what's happening, and then talk through, if something happens to me, can I call you? Or if this escalates, will you help me? So reaching out beyond yourself in order to get help. A lot of times when we're working with survivors, they'll say to us, I knew that if I didn't do something, he was going to kill me or she was going to kill me. And all of us inside, we have that fight and flight. We all have it. And so it manifests in different ways. And so that fight might be to leave. That flight might be to leave. Both of them are right. When you have that voice coming from inside of you, in the back of your head or in your belly, that's when you're just sort of like, okay, I need to do something. And so reaching out for help is strength. It is not weak at all. And so that's one thing I would say to anybody who's experiencing domestic violence or abuse, or they're unsure, that you are strong and that you can definitely reach out for help, because that is strength. And calling a hotline number, reaching out to a friend, reaching out to someone within your church, reaching out to someone in your HR department, we're all here to help, and you just need to say it so that we feel the invitation that we can help.
And that's so important, because I know people in that situation feel so alone.
So alone. And that's the big thing, is that is an abuser's biggest asset, is the fact that people are too scared to talk. And with us having Me Too movement, with it being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, with the different things that we do, then we're all about breaking the silence. And it's about breaking the silence that people can talk about domestic violence, that the person who's experiencing it has more confidence and knows that they're going to be believed, and that there are people that they can talk to who are going to be able to believe them and also help them.
So if you need help, or you know somebody that needs help, you can call the number. You can also go to harborhousefl.com. It's harborhousefl.com. And one of the great features of that website, there's their escape button in case you need to get off the website immediately.
Yep.
Because you need to be a little stealthy about it.
Absolutely. I'm really glad that you brought that up, because the internet is a huge asset. Also, another way that someone can reach out to us would be via Facebook. And you can always send a message via Facebook to us, and then we have advocates that will answer that way, because sometimes you can't talk on the phone, but if you have access to your phone and you have access to Facebook, you can always message us, and then you can delete those as well.
It's so important to know that you have an advocate and a safe haven, mm-hmm. which is why you call it Harbor House. It's
yes,
a safe
is.
Harbor in the storm. It's harborhousefl.com for if you need help or somebody you know needs help. And it's non-obtrusive. Don't feel like you're trying to get involved here. No. Just go ahead and do it. It might be the best decision you make.
Yeah. Absolutely. Another way that a friend can help or an ally can help would be if you go to our Facebook page or any other Domestic Violence Center's Facebook page. It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and so all of us are posting different quotes and we're posting different articles, and you can always share that, and you can tag different people in the things that you share. And that's another way for you to kind of get help in someone's hands without being completely in their face about it.
Help is out there. It's available at Harbor mm-hmm. House of Central Florida at harborhousefl.com. Well, Michelle Spurzel, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much for having me here.